Blog Talk Radio.
Christ wants you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I reconcile people
back to him. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for that today. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right. You tuned into, oh, you know where you are. You tuned into the, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. Hallelujah. And see, this is a simulcast because we're actually having live service. Hallelujah. Today we have people in the place. We got angels and we got people in the, hallelujah, the sanctuary of the prophets, the Lord level sanctuary. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of y'all being here today. Yeah. Hallelujah. The place is full of people and angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's true because God said the angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear him. Oh, bless be God. For who can come at the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 And of course, we start out for the last month or so. We've been starting our service with dedication to the mighty men of valor and the wonderful vessels of honor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here it is. Mighty men of valor. Glory to God. We're going to send a shout out to all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And while we're setting this up, y'all get to name of the mighty men in your lives. And as we share names, as this selection goes on, we want you to throw some names up into the atmosphere. Because there's an atmosphere, glory of the most shock out of the most. There's an atmosphere of blessings right now. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. We stand for truth.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, he's the greatness inside of you. He's the King that has all authority and all power. Let God speak it to your life. The mighty man of power.
That's
the
heart.
Greatest seed that is within you. The man that is running the whole world.
Speak it there.
Our Lord is the man of war.
God.
The armed warrior, Christian soldiers, marching out to war.
Brother Amber,
I say the Lord will be unto him.
Holy
Father, on the ground, be the glory in the midst of
pain.
The Lord is our protector. We are called by the
Father.
We follow his lead. We are called to be ahead of the household and be. We are in our homes for our entire family.
God.
He's the
God,
one that has two fathers.
Say
it. That his children don't have to look to the world for
it.
They only have a true father.
Say
any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you
that's
over. We are soldiers for Jehovah.
The
faith is a fight. Jack, it is not a game.
Junior,
when life is growing dying, you can't press the set.
Mitchell,
you don't have to follow his spiritual
rule
and conduct.
Victor,
right after the Lord and
Jesus, that's
a precept.
Hallelujah.
His word gives us the in order to life.
Another day.
We are not ashamed of the God of Jesus Christ.
Victor.
Nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors.
Victor.
In the army of the Lord, God's army,
another
we are part of his salvation army.
Glory.
He is divine and we are the
blessed.
We are God's
trust.
Come
on,
he all gives the way to the world. We are the body of Christ, and we stand strong brethren. It is
possible.
Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the 15. All you have to do is take it to COG.
Thank you, Lord. David.
Cattle cannot be worked.
Another David.
Made by man. In a throat, the flesh of God.
Let me handle it.
Old Testament.
David had to get out.
Between the ark of the covenant. We are choosing a promise.
Hallelujah.
That carry the word as a sword.
Lord God.
Sharper than any two-edged sword. In which the account of the ark of the Lord.
Another
God of the Lord. He hears the heart's cry.
Hallelujah.
We hear your awe. Let him hear your cry. Through the Messiah's mighty man.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit to arms, man.
Hallelujah.
You're resting out against flesh and blood. This soon that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus.
Another
friend that you earnestly need.
Every
day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer.
Now he
can sit on your knees. You are weakening the camp of the enemy. And become God's mighty men of valor.
They
live by his right to standard.
Joshua, power to
spirit and prayer. God is
able
to do the work of the enemy. Single
hand.
The mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. Gerald Sutton.
Hallelujah.
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 Walter Toler.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Walter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brian Holly.
Wilson Whaley.
Brian Alexander. Hallelujah. James Worthy. Al Lowry. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Douglas Wilson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you mighty men of valor that we call out and that, hallelujah, you called out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In your lives. Hallelujah. Wayne King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Al Mikal. Neil Reyes, hallelujah, glory to God. Mel Barn, hallelujah, glory to God. R.G. Hardy, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank the Lord, hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, get your mind set on hallelujah. Hallelujah, just throwing up the names of those vessels of honor, the mighty vessels of honor into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah, glory to God. Get ready. Hallelujah.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Another Bless God for everyone. Our names that you actually called up to do
atmosphere as we were doing this thing. Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah. And right now, before we go any further, we're going to have our housekeeping suggestions. Pastor Peaches, can you do our housekeeping suggestions on today?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call all the family into the room. Hallelujah. So the anointing of the Lord can fill everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell everybody get their notebooks, get their composition notebooks, their pens, their paper, their flair, whatever they're going to write with, and whatever they're going to write in. Hallelujah. Prefer to be a composition notebook so you can refer back to it. And the pages of the composition notebook are not easily torn out. Hallelujah. Label that book. Hallelujah. Label the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you to get a Bible so you can turn to the pages, turn to the scriptures. Hallelujah, as we give them to you. It's a communion element. Whatever you may use for communion, whether it's juice, crackers, water, toast, a cookie, a soda, some soda, whatever you have. Hallelujah, whatever you have convenient for you right now. Hallelujah. So if you're having a pencil, make sure you got two, just in case the poem breaks. Great.
Hallelujah.
You won't miss anything.
Hallelujah.
Okay? And if you do, if this don't happen, you can call us after the broadcast is over, and we can give you the list of scriptures again. You know, Pastor Bird, when he gives you scriptures, he never gives you one or two. It's usually a whole long list. So if you miss any, we'll be able to give them back to you.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Give them to you after the service. Is only call 410-444-5152 and give you the list of scriptures. We are in the sanctuary, the lower part of the sanctuary, the parsonage, today, and we are here. If you would like to join us, still feel free. We'll be here when you get here.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you.
Did I cover everything?
I think you did. We covered everything, and just to let you know, we do have this service, live service, simulcast every Sunday in the lower, at the lower level, the sanctuary located in the lower level of the parsonage at 3007 Iona Terrace, that's in Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And, of course, if you'd like to write to us, you want to contact us, you can do so. By writing to RYMM, hallelujah, stands for Renewing Your Mind Ministries, and that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And soon our website will be up, and we'll be able to check in on what we're doing, the new things, the old things, and what we stand for. And that website is rymmi.org. And that'll be up probably within the next month. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. I think that's it. Now, you know what we're going to get ready to do now? We're going to have Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. And before Pastor's Corner, we're going to have the selection. And then after the selection, the next voice you hear will be that dynamic voice of the awesome woman of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, a mighty thinker in Jesus' name, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise God for about 30 seconds. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Omnipotent, the Lord our God, He is one. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into the house of the Lord again. Hallelujah. Lord, you heard how my days have come upon us. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Lord God, is your worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just praise your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you stick up closer than any brother. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord God, of all the glory, of all the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we had 10,000 times. We couldn't thank you enough. We can praise you enough, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the love. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us strength in our bodies, strength in our minds, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you're awesome, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. None like you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. 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 My mother used to say that I was going to keep it. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? And I said, who? Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Ooh, God is just so good. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to just share, just take a couple minutes and share something from my heart. We used to sing a song, whose report would you believe?
Hallelujah.
And it would go like this. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Tell me whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am filled. His report says I am free. His report says victory.
That's how the song will go. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm asking you. Whose report will you believe?
Hallelujah.
How many of us have been prophesied to a living told, God is going to bless you with this, and God is going to bless you with that, and just even if you haven't been prophesied to, you read the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You know the promises of God. And then something, the enemy will come and whisper something in your ear. Okay? And what he whispers in your ear, or what even the doctor may tell you, may be contrary to what the word of God has said, or what the Lord has told you. But it seems like what was whispered in our ear has more power, or we give it more credit and more credence than what the word of God has said.
All right.
Okay, when we go to the doctor and we get a negative report, and the doctor says, oh, well, we took a test and we
found this, and we took a test, and we saw that. And I got a phone call from a relative some weeks ago, and they had to go back to the hospital to get, I guess it was a, when you go into the machine, and they had to look at your organs, you know, because they saw a spot on her, I think a spot on her kidney. You know, when the doctor say, oh, we saw a spot here, we saw a mass there, we saw a spot and it looked like a mass, you know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Exactly.
The big C. So we give more credit to what the doctor said and more fear to that big C than, you know, really to that little C, cancer, than the big C, Christ.
Christ, yeah.
So we forget all about what Christ had already said. Oh, my goodness. But when some whispers in our ear, it's like we start taking in our teeth, we change our diet, we drink more water, we go to the store and get some, the food you just cost me. Things ain't moving right. You get the cranberry juice, if your kidney's not working right. It's just so many, we start, I think, trying to get things to move things naturally, or things that we can do. Okay, well, let me go to the library and let's find out what kind of vitamins I can get to help this out, or to help our muscles, to help my, and I'm not saying any of that stuff is bad, but believe you me, I have found out that the older you get, stuff seems like it doesn't want to work as it was working when I was younger. Okay? So believe you me, I have to rely on the Lord and God even more so today. And speak the more so over my body, my mind, my limbs, my muscles, more so than any other time. Believe you me. And God, if I rely on the word of God and I close his word and not pay attention to the things that I've been told outside of the word of God, not so much fear will grip my heart. Okay? Let's think about the 39 stripes that Jesus took on his back on his back before he went to the cross. Not just for our sins, but for every disease that man could ever come up with.
Come on,
medical dictionary or medical books have told us every disease and everything can fall under the 39 categories. That's no coincidence. That is no coincidence.
Hallelujah.
He took 39 stripes on his back. There are 39 categories of diseases or whatever, things that every disease, even when they come up with a new disease, it can go under one of those categories. It's no coincidence. Heart problems, needing a transplant. Brain problems. Blood problems, high blood pressure. Vision problems, the cataract, the low vision. Our joint problems. Muscle problems. Gum problems, gum disease. Uterine problems. Fibroids. We never heard of so many females having fibroid problems. Vein problems, varicose veins, all of these things, all of them can go under different categories.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus has already been to the cross.
Yes.
For every one of them. Now let's talk about Holy Communion.
First
Corinthians 11:23, and I'm going to turn to it.
Hallelujah.
First Corinthians 11:23.
Hallelujah.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And let's go down to the 26th verse. It says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says you show the Lord's death till he comes. What was the purpose of his death? What was the purpose of his death? When you put the cup worthily, there will not be weak or sickly among you. Okay? This one part of the scripture says when you take it unworthily, that's what happens. There's a curse when you take it unworthily. But flip the scripture. If you take it worthily, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's finish reading. It says, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat, drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and sickly among you, and many sick. When they say sick, they're talking about the sleep of death. But when you take it worthily, there will be no weak. There will be no sickly. There won't be the death of the blood. Hallelujah. We flip the script. Flip the word of God. Everything that we could come up with, that we got in our belief, I said, you know what? I said, I believe Jesus needs. Back then, that we were going to need something tangible, that we were going to need something in our hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, hey, Lord Jesus, I did this. So I know that because since I did this, I can stand on this. I can rest on this. Because I did this. So therefore, I don't have to deal with being weak or sickly. Hallelujah. I believe Jesus knew that all the way back then. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, he knew what we were going to be dealing with in our minds. Hallelujah. And he's already taking care of it. Hallelujah. We have to stop talking God's word. Literally. Deuteronomy 31:8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever ails you, there is a cure in the word of God. Hallelujah. It says, and the Lord, who it is that will go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. A lot of times we don't want to give a whole lot of credit to scriptures that's in the Old Testament, but guess what? Guess what the New Testament says? Hebrews 13:5b says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hey, it's in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament too. Hallelujah. Verse 6, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. God is even conscious of fear. Hallelujah. There's enough fear not in the Bible to take it every day of the year, and also this year.
Hallelujah.
That's not a coincidence.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe in coincidences. Hallelujah. God knows he knew what we would need. Hallelujah. He knew what we would need. Hallelujah. To come against the enemy. He knew what we would need to come against the devil. He knows what the enemy was trying to come against us with. The little scheme, the little things he's trying to whisper in our ear. Hallelujah. But God has already given us scripture to counteract enemy things he don't come up with. Hallelujah. He's already given us whatever the enemy is trying to bring up against us. The Lord has already given us a scripture. And he takes the scripture just like he would take a vitamin pill. When fear comes against you mentally, take out scripture. The word of God says, fear not. The Lord, Jesus said, fear not. Hallelujah. And when you feel lonely and depressed, the Lord said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you.
That's what the word of God says.
Hallelujah.
And when the enemy whispers something in your right ear, turn around to him and say, the Lord said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God said,
when he said, when sin comes down here at the door, sin Satan. Hallelujah. 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 A former friend, a former pastor of mine said once, he said, when your mind is going through a whole, when a whole lot of things is going over your mind, and you know, and that's all, and we have to be careful what we let in our eye gates and our ear gates, you know, because those things the enemy has to, because we're human, these things can go over and over and over in our mind. Okay? And so you just can't set it off or change the channel just like you would walk into a television. But what you can do, how to shut it down, hallelujah, open up your mouth. Your mouth,
yes.
You sing praises, let the praises of God, even if you have to do it by faith, even if you have to do it by faith, hallelujah. Father God, your word says, but you can't remember nothing but Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And don't you know what's going on in your mind? It's going to stop and listen to what's coming out of your mouth. You know what? The enemy's going to, he's going to get tired. But my goodness, they used to work. And they used to work on them. They, wow, hey, what's going on? Okay. I'm not going to say he's not going to try and go in another area, but you know what? You'll be ready for him in the other area, too. He's going to stop messing with you there. And he sees he's not going to get anywhere with you, he's going to stop coming in that area. Because he's going to say, ooh, wow, she got that one lit. Let me try something else. But you know what? The same place where you're going to get a pill to get to counteract that one, you're going to have something else ready for him when he goes somewhere else to. Hallelujah. And you know what? And sometimes, and he does take breaks. He does take breaks. Hallelujah. After a while, you don't have to worry about you ready to praise God. Hallelujah. And have to walk while when it seems like he's not bothering you, use that time, fortify yourself in the word of God. Hallelujah. Rest on the rest in the word. Hallelujah. Get a scripture every day. Get a scripture every day. Memorize it. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready for the enemy. And when he comes, hallelujah, he comes one way. The word of God says when he comes in like a flood, God's going to lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when things come in like a flood, what happens? Hallelujah. It may come in like, almost like knock you off your feet. Hallelujah. God is stronger and mightier than any flood, any body of water.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve a great big God. And he can handle anything. Anything.
Hallelujah.
He's mightier just like your big brother. You don't mind when you know that you got somebody
big and tall. Muscle
and all. Somebody say, hey, I got your back. You don't mind going to any fight. You know you got somebody that can hit somebody else's butt. And you go and you have the shoulders, got the shoulders locked in, and you got your big stuff. So you know that you got somebody with you, somebody that can tear somebody else's butt up. They may try and throw that first hit, but you know what? They won't be throwing the second one. They're just going to be them, you hitting them, and them hitting the floor.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome. God bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, because their arms too short to box for God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Glory,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before. And then I adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. And then I adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, as I heard those words come from Pastor Peaches, I saw two things came to me like a bolt out of heaven. One thing,
Jesus Christ. Jesus took all our diseases, the 39 kinds of diseases, all of them.
Hallelujah.
He took fear.
Hallelujah.
He took death.
Hallelujah.
And he took it to the grave.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took it to hell.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all sickness, we can tell the sickness, if it attacks you, you go back to hell from which you came. Because Jesus took it to hell.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I say thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. That was the right word. That was the right word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's important. Holy Communion is important because it lets our bodies know, it lets the world know that Jesus Christ took sickness, death, above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And see, as he was talking, I remember I heard from a medical doctor said that every word that comes out of your mouth, every cell in your body, every nerve in your body hears what it says. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
That's scripture. Because scripture says you can speak to that mountain. You can speak to that sickness. You can speak to that attack on your body and say, be cast into the sea. Or you can even say, go back to hell from which you came because Jesus took you there.
Hallelujah.
Your words mean a whole lot. I got to stop. But I know the scripture says in Proverbs 18, over here to 21, says life and death is in the what?
Power of the tongue.
The power of the tongue. Your tongue got power.
Amen.
I mean, when you speak, you're speaking to your, every, all those billions and billions of cells in your body.
Amen.
70 to 100 and 20,000 miles of nerves.
Mm.
You're speaking to all of that in a bag of chips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better speak the right stuff.
Hallelujah.
I don't be speaking doom, despair, and agony and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. You better be speaking the right stuff. But I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Guess what time it is?
Well, communion time.
It's Holy Communion time. Hallelujah. It's time to break the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
It's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. So get your elements right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 11, verses 23 to 30 says to examine yourselves.
Hallelujah.
And right now, we examine ourselves, and there may be some of you out there that need to go where we're getting ready to go. Father God, we thank you for your covenant names. And as we say them aloud, you become that to us.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shittimi. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Father God, your word says again, examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now, and we comprehend. We do understand. We do figure it out. We figure it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That your body and blood is done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We recognize the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Isaiah 53 and 9 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, and Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption because of your blood. Your blood, hallelujah. Praise God. And we have forgiveness in your blood, hallelujah. So glory to God. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shabbat Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life the best blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, I will not die. Hallelujah. Good. But live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about you and you and you, even you in the hospice. If you receive this word today, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Declare the miracles of the Lord. Hallelujah. For that year, boy. Thank you, Lord, for your little voice. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we're receiving Holy Communion today. Readily. We're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, that you're going to do what you said you were going to do. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it will sin.
Yes.
So we thank you for your word on today. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Lord. We ask that you would bless. We thank you for it. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he was given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Lord, again. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hope. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now in Jesus' name. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet. From inside and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John, chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3, 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing bread of today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But on the same night, with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when they had given thanks, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He declared, hallelujah. This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Many of us have thought. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, I, saith the Lord, shall condemn. For it's the heritage of the servants of God. It's the heritage of my servants, saith the Lord. Fear not, for I have overcome the world. And the world has been overcome by my blood and the words of the testimony of the saints. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, those things that have come against you, one way they shall run and lead you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those 10,000 shall flow and shall fall at thy right hand. For the Lord thy God is holy. For the Lord thy God is mighty. Lean not to the left nor to the right. Do not hesitate. Do not stumble. Do not stutter. Speak the word of the Lord. Bring me in the remembrance of my word, saith the Lord. Isaiah 43, verse 26. And I will be your comfort. I will be your reward. I will be with you even until the end of the world. Hallelujah. For I will recompense tribulation to those who trouble you, saith the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6. God is a mighty God. I am that I am, saith the Lord. Cancer, disappeared. Past tense. Kidney failure has been eradicated, and now kidneys are 100% functioning like normal. You don't need dialysis anymore, sister. Brother, dialysis is in your past. Now you're whole, healed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Scoliosis has corrected itself, and your spine is in true alignment. Get out of that wheelchair and walk in Jesus' name. Tumor, I command you to be dissolved right now. Where you're the most sister, you regurgitate right now. That tumor that was in your stomach is coming out of your mouth. You're gagging, but open your mouth wide and let it come out in Jesus' name. Pick it up off the floor, put it in a towel, and you take it to the doctor or tomorrow and have them examine it, and then they're going to ask you, how did this happen? And you're going to say, God delivered me. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. When I see the blood, in Jesus' name, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faults, our failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, makes the Lord say, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire. We call down the fire. We call down the power of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to nil, makes a man say, brings to nil, reverses, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Sing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our extended family. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for them. Hallelujah. We stand in their place, oh God. We stand in the place of some of our knuckleheaded family members that don't have sense enough to call on your name. But we're calling on your name for them today. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're sound. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now in him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know time is flying, but we got to go how God sends us, how God leads us. Hallelujah. But guess what time it is? Pastor teaches, what time is it?
Time for the way.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I choose it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captive free. Save. Deal with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, blessed be God. The Ruka Sharago now. Blessed be God. Oh, break forth in their home, in their job, in their community, hallelujah, wherever they are right now, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Forgive it. 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold. Increase of blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan, we say, if you notice now, you under our feet. We say, get me behind the Satan. We count you from the list and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you all the praise. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Because it's truly yours in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're going to shut that. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I just want you to read those scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Because I know we got part one of this and part two. Go ahead and read the scriptures, please.
Proverbs 23, verse 7. James 1, verse 21, Philippians 4, verse 8, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, and Psalms 118,
verse 17. Hallelujah. For 3 minutes today, I'd like to share with you some thoughts on this subject. Your thoughts are your reality.
Hallelujah.
I want to repeat that for you. Because some of you are writing this down. All of you should be writing this down. Your thoughts are your reality. I want you to tell somebody. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Your thoughts are your reality.
Your reality.
I want you to tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Your thoughts
are your reality.
Now, if you're by yourself, I need you to say this. Self. Oh, self. Your thoughts are your reality. Hallelujah. Tell me that first scripture.
Hallelujah.
If you got somebody, that first scripture is found in Proverbs 23:7. Is that right? Anybody want to read that?
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to read that?
Hallelujah.
Somebody read that for me. Get a mic and read that. It's Proverbs 23, verse 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get a mic. If you want to read it, get a mic. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Read that scripture to us all right now. Hallelujah. Even to the radio land. Read.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he, or thee, but as his heart is not with thee.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. You come up here, please. I'll thank you for you. Thank the Lord. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh, so is he.
Amen.
In other words, your thoughts are your reality. Oh, y'all got to repeat that. My thoughts are my reality. That's why you got to watch what you're thinking. You gotta watch out what you're thinking. You gotta think what you're thinking about. Now, it knows that the word says, as what a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, for the longest time, people, you know, we talk about heart. We're not talking about the physical heart, which is the middle of the chest. We're talking about another heart. I got to break this down to you. You might need to take a pen and get some paper because you need to understand this. Now, you've heard for the longest time that we are three-part people. And that gives the indication that we run through this, one third, that, that. That is so far from the truth. What we are a spirit. That's the first thing. We are a spirit. Before we put on this earth suit, we were a spirit in the heart of God. But we were a spirit. We have an earth suit. We have a body.
Amen.
And then we have a soul of the realm. We have a soul. So spirit, soul, and body. Now, for all of you technocrats out there, the body is your input device that receives input. You got five senses, the hearing, the sight, the touch, the taste, the feel. And the body receives that. The body is your input device. The soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. The soul is made up of your mind. Others will say intellect. That's the same thing. Your mind, your will, your emotions. That's your soul of the realm. The body is the input device. Your soul is your, what they call it, your programming, it's the software. The software tells the hardware what to do. You got your input device, that's your body. You got your software, that's your soul. And then you know, what's the hard drive? See, the hard drive is your spirit. You say, wait a minute. Yes. See, the IT engineer, the maker, created the hard drive. Everything else goes, you still got the hard drive. The maker, the IT engineer, made your spirit. Your spirit receives
instructions, input from this office. However, embedded in your hard drive is basic instructions from the IT engineer or the maker. And to assist your spirit into navigating its intangible ingredients, your IT engineer, or we can say the maker or manufacturer, decided to give an instruction manual so that your spirit can operate at its maximum. Are you following me right now? Now, that manual, that instruction book, we refer to as the Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures. That's why it's important to read consistently. Because if you don't read the manual consistently, your spirit will not function at the optimum level. Can I get an amen? Can you follow me right now? I know you're not going to be shouting and swinging from the chandelier, but I got to get this over to you. Because your thoughts are your reality. Now, your hard drive receives an input instruction from the IT engineer, and it allows you to operate in this dispensation because of what it was embedded in your spirit. However, you have to have an update. It's called receiving the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which overhauls and updates your hard drive. Can you feel me now? This is what has to happen. Christ has to come into your spirit and make your hard drive new. Revive. Revitalize, update, renew your spirit self. Okay, now that's done. But here is the clincher. Your soulable realm, that's your mind and your will and emotions, dictate, share information to the input device and to the hard drive. Now, it's very important that your soulable realm, your software, be correct. Be coded correctly. The problem here is that you heard people say, junk in, junk out. If you put the wrong stuff in your soulable realm, you allow it to repeat and to repeat and to repeat, it will seep into your spirit, your hard drive. It will affect your hard drive. It will cause havoc in your hard drive. And here is the answer to the question that I started off with. In that scripture, in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, your soulable realm is your conscious self. Your heart is your unconscious self. Stuff happens in your unconscious self, because that's been repeatedly, repeatedly bombarded by stuff coming from your conscious. You gotta watch out what you're thinking about. Because stuff that you're thinking about, if you keep thinking about the same thing, if it's a bad thing, like fear, hatred, bitterness, wrath, will seep into your heart. Will seep into your non-conscious self. It will affect and affect your hard drive, your spirit. Revenge and malice and hatred, and I'm going to get you back. And if you keep thinking about that, it's going to seep into your heart, your non-conscious self. Now, let me give you another understanding of this. Your non-conscious self is, and your spirit self is more like God than any other part of your body. Because it is not bound by time or space. It does not live in chronos time or linear time. Your body and your soul live into chronos time. They live into linear time. There's a clock ticking on that area. But in your non-conscious self, there's no time or space. That's why sometimes you get glimpses of your non-conscious self in your dreams. You dream about people that have gone on to their new world. You dream about circumstances and situations and places that don't even exist anymore. My wife has told me many times she has dreams about 1220 West Lexington Street. And there's nothing standing on that spot today. But that is an understanding of eternity time. There is no bounds on your heart, your non-conscious self. It can flow. And what I'm trying to say is that you must need understand the severity, the grievous threat that is to your entire existence because of what you think. Read the second verse there. What the second scripture we have there?
Philippians 4:8.
Why the word of God admonishes us to think on good stuff? It's because your thoughts are seeds that are planted, number one, in your brain. Every thought turns into protein, which, if it's a positive thought, attaches itself to a structure already in your brain called dendrites. Because your brain is wired for positiveness. Your whole body is wired to heal itself, so that's the positive. When you have a negative thought, when you have a thought that's against God or against the teachings of Almighty God, and it goes to your brain, it's trying to find the place to hook itself on you and can't find any place because it's negative. So it has to begin to build something in your brain. And we had 70 to 100,000 thoughts in to God. And if you continue to think about the negative, if you start saying, my name, ruminate over the negative, you're going to have chronic headaches, migraines, post-nasal drip, and eye problems, and ear problems, nose problems, and palpitations, and yeast infections, and colds, and illness, all kinds of stuff, because every nerve in your body starts and ends in your brain. You got to think about what you're thinking about. Why? Because your thoughts are your... Okay, y'all got to talk to me up in here. Your thoughts are what?
Your reality.
Your thoughts are what?
Your reality.
Oh, come on now. You got to understand what I'm saying. I said your thoughts are your...
reality.
You've got to stop speaking baby. I keep telling you this. I keep talking about it, and you keep doing it. You keep saying and not name what somebody did to you. God got you.
Amen.
Bible says, Romans 12:19, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. You don't have to worry about them. God got your reward. And the Bible, and the Old Testament says, God is your reward. In other words, he's got your back. Don't spend time worrying about what they did to me. You might want to pray for mercy for Jesus Christ. Because I believe that the odds are too short to box with God. I believe, hallelujah, glory to God, that they can't stand, hallelujah, glory to God, against the God who says the heaven is a throne and the earth is a footstool, Jesus, and you may come against him, you crazy. I know it's time to stop. I have to be gone. I feel like John Paul Jones. I have not begun to fight. Teach us, Pastor Peaches. Lord, we thank you for what we shared already, Lord. Lord, we ask that, hallelujah, every man, woman, boy, girl, and sound of my voice will join us on Wednesday at 7 o'clock to hear the rest of this, because you've got to hear it, because it means life or death to you, because, hallelujah, your thoughts are your
reality.
Oh, y'all ain't paying attention. I write that sister up. Tell her. Hallelujah. Jesus, your thoughts are your
reality.
Come on now. Where are y'all on this? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father God, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our belief in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to communicate with us, send us a prayer request, even a prayer request in the mail. Please address your envelope to RYMM PO Box 24544, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like a list of the scriptures again, please feel free to call after the broadcast goes off to air 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior in your heart, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you died and you rose again and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And believe me, you have crossed over from death unto life. It's just that easy. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Please join us again Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, dialing the same number. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of this month, we're serving a meal after dinner, after the service. After we feed you spiritually, we're going to feed you naturally. So please, find your way to the house of the Lord, 307 Iona Terrace, side entrance. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are Lord.
Your hands,
clap your hands,
the Bible says,
clap your hands.
Thank you.